Steel is a key component of automobiles, and the drop in demand for the metal is putting the squeeze on Ukraine. That's because the former Soviet state is heavily dependent on its industrial exports, especially steel. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports from Ukraine's industrial east.
This truly is like a vision of hell. Molten steel being poured from one receptacle into another. It really blasts the heat on your face. There's smoke and steam and sweaty men with blackened faces in the semi-darkness lit only by the glow from the molten steel working their shifts.
But it is this industry that really drives the Ukrainian economy. Steel accounts for 40% of everything this country sends abroad for export, and so it's a vital source of foreign currency revenue, or at least it was. One of the foremen here at the Ilich plant in the city of Mariupol shows me a giant furnace standing idle. Demand for steel has plummeted, and so Raman tells me there's simply nothing for it to do. That's Vladimir Boyko, the director of the Ilich factory. The situation, he says, is difficult but not hopeless. But Ukraine's steel industry is the victim of a global problem of falling prices and demand. All Mr. Boyko can do is react to the circumstances. He's already reduced his output by around two-thirds.
We're cutting workers' pay by 30-35%. Of course, it will mean huge losses for the state.
And the Ilich plant at Mariupol is not an isolated case. All across the industrial east of Ukraine, production at steel plants is grinding to a halt. I'm standing on a rusty iron footbridge across the middle of a steel factory in the town of Makiivka. In the middle of the day like this, it should be humming with activity. Instead, there's silence, not a soul to be seen, and there's no smoke coming from the chimneys. I've come now to see a family where three generations have been affected by the steel plant that has totally stopped working here.
Здравствуйте. Я работаю на Макиевском металлургическом заводе.
Like his father, Alexander Abramenko worked at the factory. So did his wife, Tatiana, and their 18-year-old son, Roman. Until, that is, the shutdown at the end of October. Now the Abramenkos are close to despair.
Люди не знают, куда устраиваться, и люди сидят просто дома.
There simply isn't any work. People don't know where to find another job. And they are just sitting around at home. I've got two loans to pay off. In August, I borrowed money to buy a car. Now I don't know what to do.
Tatiana Orekhova is an economist at the University of Donetsk, the main city in this Ukraine's industrial Donbass region.
Every day our region lose about $40-50 million. I think the result of this situation could be a very deep social crisis in our region and in our country.
From this beach overlooking the port of Mariupol on the Azov Sea, I can see the cranes standing still. On a usual day, they'd be loading those steel products onto ships for export. But now, there's nothing left for them to do. As the effects of this crisis ripple out from the steel factory throughout the Ukrainian economy. For The World, I'm Gabriel Gatehouse in Mariupol, eastern Ukraine.